Well, it comes at time for our speaker, our talker, and I get the pleasure of announcing her tonight. I didn't get to see her talk the first time, but this is her second time talking. And, you know, it's very important when you get up there and you share your thoughts and you share what's going on. It can be a little hard. Hi, Erica. It can be a little bit, you know, scary, but she's always got some amazing things to share, and she's an amazing person, and I'm lucky to call her one of my friends. And that's Trish Donovan. So please welcome her.
Been replaced so quickly. They were just waiting for me to get up here. Yeah. Go. Yeah, we got it. Thank you. Okay, thank you guys. Thank you all for coming out tonight, because I know the weather's really not the best, but I appreciate you coming out. And I just want to share a few thoughts. So, I woke up a few months ago in the middle of the night, 3:30, and it was like, okay, I know what my next talk at church is going to be, and I just started typing. So I just want to share with you. So since I've been coming to FSC, I've been getting messages, and I've been listening to all the messages you all get, and I've noticed a theme, okay? With a lot of them, it's this, you get this, you're being too hard on yourself. You need to cut yourself some slack. You need to say nicer things to yourself, okay? I know I've gotten that message more than a time or two. and it's true for me, I'm sure it's pretty much true for a lot of you, that we're hardest on ourselves, okay? We can give love and care and be kind to others so much easier than we can to ourselves. And I don't know, why is that? I can't figure it out, but I have some thoughts. So I've been really blessed to be working with someone who's been helping me to understand about myself and why I do this. And I kind of want to share what I've started to understand and discover a little bit. I've had these false expectations, okay, and of what I should be doing, you know, what my life should be like. You know, at my age, I should have more money. I should have a steady job and a steady income. I should own my own home. And this last one's really been a tough one for me. I should be happy all the time. I'm not allowed to be sad. It's like, I don't know why, but just I'm not. What happens when I'm not all these things? When I don't have things I've been taught to believe that I should have, when I'm not living the life the way I should be, when I'm not happy every single day of my life, I start to beat myself up. Most of us do. But why? Well, what I'm starting to understand is that the shoulds that I've been using to judge myself, they're not mine. They don't really belong to me. They're external, okay? They belong to the society we live in. They're not authentic to me or to my journey. They were placed in my mind through TV, movies, magazine articles, books, the so-called experts that our society has decided know what we should be doing and how we should be living. Okay, I've been trained to measure myself by how I think other people in society see me, and I've been basing my self-worth on what is right for other people rather than what is right for me, okay? So I've got this lovely ex-boyfriend. He used to always tell me, you know, that I lived in this bubble, okay? Because I worked in professional sports, I lived in a bubble. And that the reason I was having such a hard time dealing with things after I was forced to leave that world after my boss and my friend was killed in a racing accident was because I had fallen out of the bubble and I had to live like a normal person. What does that even mean? What is normal supposed to look like? What I'm learning is that what's normal for one person isn't necessarily normal for another, but that's what I was supposed to judge myself on. So, but why should I judge myself based on someone else? So here's the fact about me. I don't like to work 9-to-5 jobs. Don't like Monday through Friday, but I've been taught that that's what I should aspire to, a full-time permanent job, Monday through Friday, 9-to-5. And because I don't aspire to that, I let myself believe that there was something wrong with me. I should be happy with the thought of a steady job and a steady income, but the idea of being stuck in a 9-to-5 job, doing the same thing day in and day out, it makes me itch, okay? It's not right for me. But I have spent more time than I care to admit beating up myself for not wanting what I thought I should want, what my ex-boyfriend thought I should want, what my parents thought I should want. Okay, I still occasionally slip back into that thought pattern, but I'm getting better about letting it slip right back out again, okay? I'm trying really hard to live my life the way I'm meant to live it, and that's okay. It's unique to me, it's my journey, and it's okay that it's not normal, that I'm not doing what I should be doing. And I'll be honest. So when my race car driver crashed and died, the world I'd known just started to crumble, and I didn't handle it well. I lost my friend, I lost my job, I lost my identity in a matter of seconds. It's easier to see why now, because I did live in a world that was so different from what most people consider normal. But I had tried doing normal before. I worked for Paul, and I hated it, and I tried doing normal after I worked for Paul, and the crazy thing is that I hated it then too. It's just normal, what society says we should all want, just doesn't make me happy. So lucky for me, I found y'all, and I have found my way back to my not-so-normal way of living, okay? So I'm much happier now, and I'm hoping that what I'm saying kind of gets you thinking and helps you as well get to the point where you can be happy. But what I want to do is I want to circle back to how we let external forces determine our worth and even what we should be feeling sometimes. So as many of you know, I had lung cancer, okay? When I started to write this, it was exactly 2 months short of my 4-year anniversary of my cancer surgery, okay? So I was lucky. Other than having the upper right lobe of my lung removed, no chemo, no radiation, I was good to go. But that didn't stop the fact that I had had cancer, and that changed my life, okay? I felt bad because I thought I should now feel happy all the time. I'd survived. So why wasn't I happy and thankful every single day of my life for the fact that I was alive when so many others weren't? There were good people, friends that I loved. Why did they die while I lived? And why had God chosen to take them and not me? I felt guilt. I felt unworthy. But what I didn't feel was happy. Now don't get me wrong. I am very happy to be alive. But what I wasn't happy with my life. I felt I should be doing more. I should be waking up every morning excited for the day to come. I should be greeting every day as the gift it was. I should. Okay? I have let that word come to mean so much. And I'm trying to get to a point where I understand that what some people think I should do is not what I should do. Okay? So I know that not everyone that got a second chance like I did. And those that did, it was like, don't they take the opportunity that they're given and jump feet first back into life, making every new day count? So what was wrong with me that I didn't? Okay? Why was I depressed when I should be happy all the time? And it's simple. It comes back to the fact that I was judging myself by external notions that I'd come to accept as normal based on the perceptions that I had been told by society I should be feeling now that I had survived cancer. But what I've discovered is that my happiness doesn't come from external. It comes from inside me. I have to be true to me, to my authentic self, my God self, my soul. Within each of us lies our connection to God and the reason for our journey here on earth. We come here to learn specific lessons to further our growth. How we do that is unique to us. No one person's journey is the same as another's. Okay, the idea of normal isn't reality. Okay, my normal isn't anything like your normal. How come I beat myself up because of that? So here's a secret. Since I've started learning this lesson, I haven't been beating myself up as much. And holy cow, I've been so much happier. So I had thought I'd finished writing my talk. I've inserted just a little bit of stuff until recently when I listened to a Hay House podcast by Matt Kahn. Okay. His message was powerful and it fit perfectly into what I'm talking about. He believes that we need to consider the truth in this statement. We've done nothing wrong. Our lives are meant to be played out exactly as they have. Thank you, Kelsey, for sharing that with me. Okay. He used a term that I fell in love with immediately when talking about how we treat ourselves. He wants us to consider treating ourselves with self-compassion. I mean, listen to that word. Isn't it fantastic? Self-compassion. He defines it as the ability to be easy with yourself no matter how harsh the world you feel you live in. Okay? The concept of self-compassion hasn't always been easy for me to get my head around, and I still struggle occasionally with my shoulds. But now that I know that those shoulds aren't really mine, it's easier for me to do what the angels and the messages y'all have been sharing with me have told me what to do. I am actually giving myself a break, okay? I am practicing self-compassion, and I am not as hard on myself as I used to be, okay? No one is perfect. We wouldn't be human if we were. We wouldn't be gaining the knowledge we came here for if we were perfect. So please, please, please stop beating yourself up. We don't learn if we don't make mistakes. Next time, instead of saying, well, that was stupid, Trish, say, wow, there must have been something there I needed to learn. Let me see if I can figure it out so I don't have to go through that one again. Okay. So I know it's really not easy cutting yourself the slack you deserve. I know that. But it's really, really worth trying, giving it a try. I know I'm much happier now that I've been focused on what's right, what's normal for me, for my journey. So don't get me wrong, I still judge myself. And I'm trying really hard to be kinder in my judgments and to understand that things happen in a divine order, okay? And that what I'm currently going through is what I'm meant to go through in order to learn those lessons I came here to learn, okay? How can I be mad at myself for doing what I'm supposed to be doing? I've done exactly what I was meant to do. Not what society says I'm supposed to do, but what I'm really supposed to be doing. Dr. Wayne Dyer said, "What other people think of me is none of my business." Okay? One of the highest places you get to is being independent of the good opinions of others. I really like that. And if I'm being honest with myself, if I'm being true to my authentic self, I have to be okay with the fact that some people aren't going to like my choices. Some people are going to judge me as not normal, okay? I have to be okay with the fact that not everyone is going to agree with the way I live, okay? That doesn't mean it's wrong. That doesn't mean I'm less than someone else who does live a life based on what society says is normal. It just means that I'm living my life the way I'm meant to. I'm learning the lessons I'm meant to learn. Okay. So the next time you're getting ready to judge yourself harshly, stop and take a minute and ask yourself, am I judging myself based on my beliefs of what is right for me, or am I judging myself on some external belief of what society has instilled in me? So do yourself a favor and listen to those messages from your angels and the loved ones and your loved ones send you, and cut yourself some slack. Don't be so hard on yourself. You're doing the best job you can. So another thing I got from that little Hay House video that Kelsey was nice enough to share with me was this mantra that Matt Kahn has, and I want you to listen to it. I want you to repeat it after me. Okay? Everybody game? Okay. In order to be who I was born to become, life couldn't have happened any other way. Okay, let's do it one more time so it gets to your subconscious. In order to be who I was born to become, life couldn't have happened any other way. So there's one last thought I want to leave you guys with, okay? So please remember, when you're getting ready to say something harsh to yourself, you guys, you're a part of God. Think about it. Would you say what you're about to say to yourself to God? Would you treat God the way you're about to treat yourself? Okay? Chances are the answer is no. So be mindful of that. Next time you want to beat yourself up, think about it. You're part of God. Okay? Treat yourself that way. Be nice to yourself. Now I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. I'm going to ask you guys to go out there and be kind and loving to yourselves. Okay? Trust me. You'll be happier if you do. Thank you so much.